You're holding what up? Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Again, we just finished up about the three pegimus have the same shear. So lach was kama pegimus on mizbeach. How much of a pegam is there on the mizbeach itself? So we say kadesh tachko bo tziporin. If your nails go by and you feel a pegam, a notch with your nail, that's called a pegam. So these are three halachis, but we had before what the pegimus oizen by bechor, etzim by korm pesach, and pegimus mum by kodeshim. Furthermore, says Meisvei, I have a question. Is it true what you just said? Meisvei, kama pegimus hamizbech? How much does it have to be a pegam on the mizbech to make it psul? The mizbech should be posul. So, b'shirim ben yecho yoymer tefach. It has to be a pegam of a tefach, it has to be. So, you see, we're saying now it's a smaller one. So, he says a tefach. We have Lazar ben Yaakov yoymer kizayis. It's heard a different shirim. We said before, pegimus hamizbech is shetavka bot sipurin, that your nails get stuck there. Some it's a much smaller shear, and here it says it has to be the shear of a tefach or a kezayis, a bigger shear. So what is the lakasha? Ho b'sido, ho b'yavno. One is talking about the sid, the loin of the mizbech, and one is talking about the even, the stone of the mizbech itself. Hey, it's the stone of the mizbech itself. That's why she says the other pasuk says even shleim. It has to be a complete even. So any little bit pegam there, it's a psul. That's before. But over here it's talking about the loin of the mizbech. That's not so bad. Here one's about the cement, and one's talking about the stones of the mizbeach. So the stones there, even shatachka botzi perin, is a psul. Yeah, Rashi says, "What the avna koldu kirsiv avonim shleimus." Omer Rav Huna, high tapcha, you have a butcher. To loisas takina kami chochem. If before he shechted, he did not show his knife to a talmud chochem, so meshamtinim lei, he put him into shamtui. As we give him a curse like a klolo. For Rav Omer, Rav says, no, even more than that, Mavrin and Lay, we take him off, we fire him. Rashi says, Miyum Nosoi, Shlayim Chobosroid, will I take away his license? He can't sell any more meat. Or Machrezino and Abisroid, the Trefuri. And we make an announcement that everybody should know his meat was Trefur. So Chortzestira, one says we only give him a klolo, and one says, no, we take him off. So most of Lay Pligi. That means afterwards, after the shechita, we checked out the knife and we found out the knife was kosher. So then we only give him a shamta, we only give him like a klolo. That's all. Rashi says, Mishumat Kerusa, like a chutzpinik he was, that he went to shecht without showing it to the chacham first. But we don't take him off his position because really the shechita was kosher. But Kanshla Nimtse Sakini Yofa, if we check out the knife later and found it was really a pegam there, so then the guy really made treifus. So then we take him off from his job. He can't sell meat anymore. Ravina says like this. Heichod aleinim tzas sakina yofa. And a case where we checked that he did not show his knife first to the chacham. And then later we checked out the knife and we found it to be a pegam. So he holds, memas mosos lei beparto. We like take his meat and we put like junk over it. Rashi says, like the junk of the animal, the excrement of the animal. What does it mean to say? We like make the meat so shmutzig, so dirty, the as if to make it us a banor, he won't be able to sell it to a guy either. Yeah. And Rashi is according to him, but when we found out that the sakin was kosher afterwards, then we only mach was a trefi. Mishum kinos et a kinas. But to the Levi Kechovim, we let him sell it. So he learns differently, Ravina, that if the guy shechted wrong with the wrong knife, then we mamash make the meat even osabano-like. Mashenken, if he just didn't show the chochom, but the sakim was kosher, then we still take him off, he can't sell meat. So Mora says, who tapcha to happen once a butcher to leisar stakina kaim in the rova, bar chinino, that he did not show the sakim to the chochom first? Yeah. So Shamtei, they put a curse on him, and also the Ovre, they took him off his position. The Yachris Abisra the Trefi. And they made they could proclaim, they told everybody announcements that his buster was a trefa. So what happened was the Gloi Mazutra Vashi Lagabe. So Mazutra Vashi went in there. Omulus, they said to him, listen, Lainu Rabba Bimilsa, they told like Rabba, check out this case. To Tolu Bei Taflei, because this butcher like has children. Rashi says, "Bonim Katanim Tluyim Alov," and the way you're firing him now from his job, he won't be able to feed them. So check it out carefully. Maybe we could do something to put him back into his job. So what happened was, both Kiravash the Sakinai, so Vashi went later and checked out the Sakin. He found out the Sakin was Takakosha, was a good Sakin. He said yes, he's allowed to put him back onto his job. And Rashi says, because he holds Hodi Amarova Mavirin Lei, that son will be found the Sakin was puzzled. But if you find the Sakin to be Koshom, then we put him back. So Mor says, Omalei, Mazutro. For the lechishma lesaba, weren't you afraid, Rashi Larova Bachinolo, Sheviroi, that he took him off his position, and now you're putting him back like without his permission? How could you do it? So Amalei said back from Sanakash over here, Shlichusai Yukovdinin, I'm doing what he told me to do. Like Rashi says, Shereit Sivona Limtsalai Sechus, he told me to try and find this chus. So now that I find this chus, Pshita would also agree to put him back on his job. Omar Rabba Bahuna Shane Talush. If you have the tooth of an animal that's Talush, that's taken out of the jewel, so Rashi says, even my Odom, Rashi says, Nitlash Halechi Min Odom, that the old jewel bone is taken out of the person, Oy Min Abahema. Yeah. So if you shech with this tooth, when the whole jewel is like taken out, or else with Tzipurin Talusha, if you have a nail that's also taken off already, Halacha is muta lishkrit po, you're allowed to make a shkita with it. Look at chila, even the chila, you're allowed to use this to make a shkita. We learned, chut mi magal kotzer, that you're not allowed to use that type of a knife that has dents in it, for your hamagera or a saw, for your shinayim, you can't use teeth, vati purin, you can't use a nail either, mivnei shein chenpin, because they do not cut, they like rip the chenik, if they only rip the simonim, so chut sestira. So more says Shayna, Shayn Lakash, there's no steer without a tooth. Ho bichodo ho betarti. To use one tooth, that's okay. There's no points to it. But to use two teeth, that's psula, because then there'll be notches there. That's a pagam, and therefore that will be chointin. Tiperna tiperna kasha, ho betlu shabam chaberis. That would say it's kosher if the nail was taken off. Or it's mechuba, Rashi says, Labal Chaim, then Yos Kerebi, Diyomer, Ein Sherechtim b'mechuba. You can't make a shechita, something's mechuba. So when the nail is attached to the person, that's still called mechuba. Yeah. The other Mishnah says, HaShechit b'magil kotzir, if somebody shakes a shechita with this knife, magil kotzir, Rashi says, so Derech Elichos, Rashi says, Eina karas, lebeisil v'vneisha roshim kfufim yoid. This is a knife that has notches inside it, but they're all facing one side and therefore the only shech balicha going, not coming back, it doesn't rip the simonim. Itaka makes the good shechita. That's the smagul yad. It has small notches in it, but all facing one side. So if you go the opposite way, it doesn't rip the simonim. So beishamai pesel. Meshami says no, still it's possible, because you have to be afraid you'll come back with it. So therefore it's possible. But they still machshirim, no, but he's not afraid. But my, if you go just forwards with the knife, it doesn't rip the simonim, it only cuts it, therefore it's ksherim. What's going to be mechliku shinel? Let's say you smooth out the teeth, you smooth out the notches here of the knife, then harei kesakin, it's like a good sakin, then you can use lechatchila. It's only a problem if it has indentions there. But if you smooth it out, then there's no problem with it. Just like a regular knife. It's more so like this. Omer Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rab Yechnan, Av Keshech Shiru Beisil, even Beisil says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to use this knife, Lo Yechshir El Latarim De Nevela. He only meant to say that it has no tumor, that the Bosor is not tum, it has no tumor's Nevela. Avo Bi Achila Asura, but Avada, Rashi says, Midrabonin, it's also to eat it. Why? Because it's a Gezeru Halacha Wato Avo, even though just going forwards, it's okay, but we're afraid you may use it coming back, and then those notches will tear the simonim. Sas midrabon mitzvasa bachila. Omer Bashi says, Deikon, I'll bring you proof of this also. Deikon, Ami, Tiktoni, it says, Beishamai poistan of esilu machshirin. Yevoloi Ketoni doesn't say, Beishamai oistan of esilu matirim. Doesn't say a strong lotion of esilu matirim. It just says machshirim. So why says lotion of machshirim? Rashi says, Veloshin tos of echshara shchitakoi. Lebei Shammai Tzula Shchitosoi Nevelo, Lebei Tzilo could be Shchitosa Kshera. But that's what it says. B'sharim poistim esilu machshirim v'lokatonim esilu loistim esilu matirin. That's loshim matirin. So more so l'taymech listed one that it say b'shamay mitamim or b'silu matirim. It should have said that according to you b'silu taka makes it tomei. Because according to you tell me as tumas nevelu even. El poistim o machshirim v'yoistim o matirin chadim milsi could be no, it's all one thing. It means the same thing. Therefore Rashi says for loshim posav achshir ashchitukoi Lebeishamai psula shchitosoi unavela could be, but a lebeisilo could be taka shchitosik sharaf pachilo. It could be maybe shkosav shchitur also. And will a tedik minaisiat le Rabbi Yechon? No right from Rabbi Yechonon. Mi Rashi says Rabbi Yechonon isa the Gemara gomalei merabai. Yechonami Rabbi Yechonon taka is right. We're just saying there's no real proof in the Mishnah. The Mishnah could say beisilo machshiru means lagamri. As Rabbi Yechonon had a Kabbalah, that's the pshat. So why do we hold like Rabbi Yechonon? Yeah, now the Mishnah says, "Ha'ashoychet mitecha tabas." If you shecht, so here we're talking about where exactly is the portion of the neck that you let a shecht. You have to shecht by the simonim. So it has to be mitecha tabas. If you shecht inside the tabas, so v'shaya bo moliachut al pnei kula, and you leave over a little bit of it on top, then shchitosik sheira. Then it's called a good shchita. Rabbi Yisrael, you don't have to have a molei hachut around the whole thing. It's enough to have molei hachut apnei rubai rov of the simon. So Rashi says like this: What Hashoychem Atecha Tabas? Rashi says, but Tabas Gedoylo Shiel Yoyne Lekulam. Like the, I think this is the windpipe. The way the windpipe is made up, it has like rings going around in it, and then there's little like meat in between it. So you have to make this, so the top tabas, that's the big ring, that's the last place we can make a shchita. Further up than that is not called the makam shchita anymore, that's called the psul of hagromo, that you're doing it too far up. So where's the highest point that you can still make a shchita on the neck? That has to be in the tabas gedor, the Rosh Hashir, yoyin l'kulan. Chom ha-shein ha-tabas, nothing's bigger than that. So loch rizzi, v'shecht in that tabas, v'shrashat v'shaya bo mol yechot ha-pnei kula, means the tzara rush towards the upper part, towards the head. Shleihita l'sak and lots min atabas. The knife did not go above this ring, towards the head, until you finished the whole tabas kula. In other words, the whole shchita was done in this tabas. No part of the knife, no part of the cut was on top of this tabas. Then it's kshera. And what is molech? What Rashi says? Klema koldu. A little bit has to still be left over in this tabas. But avolim kredim shagomas kula. If before you finish the whole shchita, Higrim met the sack and the sack and went upwards. The tzara rushed towards the head. The yotzim in the tabas, when you're cutting the windpipe, it went on top of this top ring, and you finished the shchita above this ring. That's not called the mokam shchita, and that's the psul of agrama, which is a local mashu misinai. See, it's the first one he says, even though you shechted roiv of the corner that's the windpipe, even though you shechted roiv with the corner of a mokam shchita, still posel rabbonin hoil v'gomer psul. Since the end of the shchita was done above the windpipe, above the tabas, so the Tanakam Rabbanan says psula. Says the loshen has to be, the whole shchita has to be there. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says no, Yehuda saw from Rubik Kula. As long as rov of the shchita was done inside this tabas, even though the end, little part of it, the end niyat, was done above the tabas, still he holds his ksheira. Because he holds Rubik Kula, the shchita was done b'ksheiras. That's what she says, because he holds the beruba is kasheris lo shchita. Roiv is enough. You cut roiv simona, that makes a shchita. So the rest that you do, you don't need anyway. It's only called like you're cutting piece of meat biyama. So therefore, that's the machlekes. Yeah. So according to Tanakama, you don't say ruka kula. Rosh, you could say according to Tanakama, if you would have just stopped doing roiv, it would be kosher. But now that you go to finish the shchita, it's all called part of the shchita. And since the end was done on top, that's a psul. Tell me more, says Rav Shmuel the Amit Avaya. Both Rav and Shmuel both say Haloch Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Yes, they pass on the Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. As long as rov of the shchita was done in the tabas, even though the last part went above it, still it's ksheira. Rov is enough. Now V'yaf Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Layomar Yalev Tabas Agdela. He's only talking about this top ring that there. If you shecht rov of it, then it's enough. Hoyu lo ma'kefes as kol akona. because the top ring, that surrounds the whole corner. Now the corner, that's the inner cartilage, that's the windpipe that goes, that's a long pipe. Just around this pipe, every few inches like, there's a ring. So this top ring goes all the way around the corner. So therefore, as long as you shechted robe of it, we say, you are then you shechted robe of the corner, and that's why the shechit is kosher. Even though the last part of the shechit was above the corner, it's already kosher with roif. Avol b'shar tabois. But let's say you shecht in the rest of the tabois, the other rings. Like we said, the whole windpipe has rings around it. So below the top one, if you shecht in those tabois, loy. If you only shecht roiv of those tabois, he would say then it's not kosher. Then the shechit is no good. The Rashi says, only by tabas gedoyle es makefes es kol hakono hilka chashiv kono. Therefore, that tabas itself is considered like the kono, it's a good shechita. But Rashi says a chiddush. Rashi learns, avo b'shar tabois, the other rings below the top one that also goes around the windpipe, and shechitos ekshar b'toich, mashpil klal, if you shecht in those rings, it's a posel shechita. And you have to shecht, according to Rashi, bein tabas tabas, in between the rings. That's the real corner itself. Just around the corner, there are these rings. So the other one, I said, the kiva and shema kiva is called a corner. Since those rings do not go around the whole windpipe, can appreciate. So it comes out that's not considered the corner at all. So Rashi, even though it's makiv right of it, but the chiyista the ones of yes yod ruba kula the makim shchita the shachad ruba, but over here since this tabas does not go around the whole corner, it's a chiddush restaurant, it's not called a corner, and therefore you can't make a shchita at all in those tabois. That's what the Gemara is saying now according to Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, a chiddush. That's what Rashi learns. So again, it's only in the top ring you can make the shchita, because that goes around the whole corner, it's called a corner. Avo b'shar tabois, the rest of the rings loy. So Rashi learned, you can't make a shchita at all in the middle of the rest of the rings. Only in the actual cartilage, only the windpipe itself. So we ask the question, is that true? Well, v'shar tabois lo, is it true what he's saying? You can't make a shchita on the rest of the tabois. For a time, you will learn clearly. We have Yosef Yudu Oimer. He says that ha-shoichet boso. Ha-shoichet b'shar tabois, you make a shchita in the middle of the rest of the rings. Even though those rings do not go around the whole windpipe, still, since they surround at least the majority of the corner of the windpipe, and also you should know there is a psula magremis. It means if you checked all the way on top, that's possible. Rashi says a magremis means afilu ruba. This Rashi is a milsa. This is a milsa biyam. This is a new halacha. This is stam. This is like the rabbanon shita. That if you shecht roiv of it in the tabas, or mugremis, just the last part of it goes above the top tabois, that's psula. So chitz is tiran of Yosef Yehuda. Now it says Hayid Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus al mugremis shikshera. He said, I just know that even though you make a shchita, mugremis means above the makom hashchita. We'll soon see what that means. Still, it's kshera. Rashi says, "V'afilu kulu l'malam min atabas agdolo." Even if the whole shchita was done above that top ring, really, you have to look in the picture book. They have the picture of this. But on the top ring, he holds even on top of that ring. Still, it's a makom shchita. I b'chiyagmu rachmona agroma. I, the Torah says, "Hagrom is psulach l'moshim sinai." He learns that's way above the top ring, mishipua koivul amala, where it starts going downwards there. That's where the halacha is. Rashi says that's called the halacha, because now the Gemara says edus, it means that's the halacha. Sita calls not like our sugi before, but Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus holds that mugremis, even though it's above the top ring, but as long as it's not by the koiva, that's way above, it looks like a hat on top of it, that's where the last place you could shecht, way above the tabas agdela. Now, Om Rav Yosef Yehuda Yekshera. The Om Rav Yosef says that Rav Yosef Yehuda, Sechur Tastim Rav Yosef Yehuda. So Rav Yosef says like this, that Rav Yosef Yehuda Tarti Komer. He said over two things, Tarti Komer, she says, Tarti Yoma, Linyin Chatichas Hakono, Bakonin the corner itself, Isle Rubakula. It holds when you cut the corner, right of it is enough. Tehiva and the Chaytach Haroy Behechshir, it's kosher. Olinya Lisham, Yelisham Ataboyes Mokem Shchita. Shemakofas Haroy Vamina Nami Rubka Kula. But he said two things, Estes, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That even he himself holds the other Taboyes, since they go around Roiv of the Kona, it is a Mokem Shchita. Just before we had it means Ravu Shmuel, Savri Kavosa Bechoda, or Polagle Bechoda. It's only Rav and Shmuel that said them before. So they hold one part like him, one part not like him. So as she says, it's Rav and Shmuel Sabrilo Kavose Bechoda. That means the Chatichas Ruba Vemokam Shchita Kechatichas Kula. That's true. If you make a Shchita in the middle of the corner or in the top ring, so even though you only shecht right of it, that's called a good Shchita. But apologally, Rav and Shmuel Agazan Rav Yosef, that he argues and says Leshav Yeshara Tabois to make the rest of the rings. Mokem shchita mishum time of the Rubra Kula lemeshavinan. So Kitzalis is not a steer in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. He himself for sure holds that even though the other rings only go around right of the Kona, it's considered like the Kona. It's kosher to make the shchita. It's only Rav and Shmuel the Yaga they held no that does not make it a mokem shchita. For the Gemara I v'holoi oma kamri Rashi v'hochi kamri Rav and Shmuel Rav Rabbi Yosef liyama. Rav Shmuel said that Rav Yosef himself didn't say it. Al matama de dekar, we love tama de do. It's mashed before that Rav Shmuel is not saying their own reasoning, but they're saying over what Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda hold. So then it's a stereo. For the Gemara, for the Omar Kamri, Hochi Kama. This is what Rav Shmuel meant to say. Halacha k'moy sibat abasa gedola. We take a pasuk like Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda on the big ring, that even though you only shecht right of it, and the last part is above, it's still kosher. But, V'yein halacha k'moysa b'shata boys. It's Rav and Shmuel meant to say, they do not paskin like him in the shata boys. And the rest of the rings, since they only go around right with the corner, not the whole corner, the Rav and Shmuel, that's not called a mokem shchita. So it's only Rav and Shmuel that says this. Now, ki solak Reb Zerim, Zerim went up. Ochal mugremes to Rav and Shmuel. Hey, Reb Zerim held, not like Rav and Shmuel, he held, that even though you make a shchita, in the middle of a tabas, the other tabas still is kosher. His doubt that Rav and Shmuel said it's possible, he yelled it's mutter. Satzchon Mzer went up to Eretz Yisrael, he ate from the magremas of Rav and Shmuel. So Amrila, some say, Lav may ask for the Rav and Shmuel. So they asked, when he went to Eretz Yisrael and did that, Omele, Sachom, near Eretz Yisrael, asked Rav Zera, Lav may ask for the Rav and Shmuelat, don't you come from the city of Rav and Shmuel, so why don't you hold like him? Omele, he said like this, Man Omra, who said that Rav and Shmuel said that? Yosef Bachia. It's only Yosef Bachia said over that Rav and Shmuel said that. So I'll tell you, Yosef Bachia Mikuli Yal Megomer. He learned from everybody, meaning to say he wasn't medactic so much, so therefore I don't rely on him. Rashi says, Man Armul Amilsa Mishmed Rav and Shmuel, Yosef Ben Chia Amra, Tiris Liel, Rav Shmuel, son of Kavosa Bechad. Yeah. Because Mikuli Yal Megomer, like maybe he heard over from somebody else and he said it over wrong, like he learned from a lot of people. So even though he said it over that Rav and Shmuel said it, Reb Zerah Vaisel didn't believe him and said no, maybe it wasn't Rav and Shmuel. So Mura says Ikpid. So when Yosef Bachia heard this, he got angry. Omri said, I know Mekuliyah Megamirin, is that true? I learned from everybody, like I said, to say, I'm not Medagdik, who I say it over from. No, I know Rabbi Yehuda Gamirna. I learned over my halachas from Rabbi Yehuda. The Yafilu Sveika de Gav, even halacha, that's a suffolk who the person said, Goris. I said over clearly, this halacha is a suffolk who said it. The Omri Rabbi Yehuda, Omri Rabbi Yirmi Yabaraba, that Yosef Bachi, when Yosef Bachia said over this loch, he said like this. He said, "Oh, we should know that Rabbi Yehuda Omar, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabba. Now, Sofik Mishmei the Rav. It's a doubtful what I heard over from Rav. Sofik Mishmei the Shmuel. So you see clearly how carefully he was medactic when he said something over. But that the loch was that Shloisha Matir Nesabachor. Three people could be Matir Abachor, but Mokim Shem Mumcha. If you don't have a Yochid Mumcha, then three regular people could be matra b'chor. They could look at it. If it really looks like a mum, they could be matra it. Yeah. So the kitza, that's Reb Zeira answer. Reb Zeira said the reason why he didn't hold like Rav and Shmuel was he wasn't sure they said it. So Gemara Stami has the question now. For Reb Zeira, lest lay nice null of Chumri Amokim Shiotzim Misham, for Chumri Amokim Sholach Lisham, his Reb Zeira left Bavel and went up to Eretz Yisrael. Now in Bavel there, they were not like Rav and Shmuel. So Stami Takasha, since he should have been Machmir there, how come when he came up to Eretz Yisrael he wasn't Machmir? Amrabaya, Hani, me leave me Bavel to Bavel. When do I say you have to take the Chumras? Did he go from Bavel to Bavel? Or else from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael? Inami, or else from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel? You go down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Then you still have to be knowing your Chumras in Eretz Yisrael. Abu, but if a person travels, me Bavel, like Reb Zeira, that he went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, then he also know Kiva and the Anan Kafin and Lahu, since B'nai Bavel is like Bottle to the people in Eretz Yisrael, I have a right to do like the people in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Kibun Anan, we bend down to them, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Kiddush HaChodesh. We have to come on to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Kiddush HaChodesh. Well, the Yib B'Shanach, and Amin B'Shmait, the Basra, the Arius. Well, the Nechonosa, Shein Smicha B'Bovel. So therefore, I have a right to do like the act in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. The Rashi says, V'Ein Ono Tzvichum, Nechal, Lekobodom, Kamneinu. Eretz Yisrael, Yoni Ed in Eretz Yisrael. That's Reb Zeira's Heta. Rav Asher Yomino, Afilu Temu Mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. It could be even if somebody goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, still he has to be knowing his Chumris that he was knowing there. But I'll tell you, Hani Milu, when do we say you have to keep your Chumris? Hey, Chod Adai Tel Achsov, you have das to return. That's the law, because if an American goes to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, so if you have in das to return back to America, you have to keep your Chumris, you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. See, if you have das to return, then you always have to keep your Chumris. But Reb Zeira ain't died to last Rebbe. Reb Zeira went there to sort to stay there, so then you don't have to keep your Chumris. If you go there to sort to stay there, then you don't have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Oh, Malaya, by the Rabbi Yosef, I have a Rabbon in the Yosem of Mechuza, Amri. The Rabbon came back from Mechuza said, that Omer Reb Zeira Mishmeh, the Rab Nachman, Mugremes Ksheiro, and they said over that Mugremes Bechlaus Ksheiro. So Rashi says, Midesing over the Rav Shmuel Ksheiro, that they learned that Rav Shmuel said Mugremes is kosher. V'yonu mi bovol nihigun be'yisura win noifakin lim Rav and Shmuel, like we said before, that the tabas says shara taboy sapsula. And Rav Nachman said as kshera. Or Malaysia said back to Menachnami, Nohora, Nohora poshtei, means there are different rivers, means some people are knowing this way and some people are knowing that way. Rashi says, like kol nor mispashtu v'mokim shurugam, every river goes in its own place. Kloimar, kol mokim honach achem minig, is duchtu v'bovu d'nigil k'rav v'shmuel, v'yis duchtu v'nigil k'vasayu, means some places in Bovu they're noig l'kula, that it's mutam, and some places they were noig l'yisa. Now Reb Shimon ben Lokish, achsher b'chuda t'kuva. He said, like, where's the highest place up? You can make a shchita, mamash is all the way above the top ring. That's called the chuda t'kuva. The sharpness of the kuva, that's all the way on top. That's the piece that looks like a hat there. So corollary of Yechon, Yechon said to him, gisi gisi. Rashi means higgis, higgis, kleimar, yoysim adayach shat, like you went too far, like you're about gaivinik, like you went too far. Kresiyos, Reb Yechonos, no, the ain't kosher, fidu Reb Chanina. Elimokim shechidudoy maschulala, so anyway, it starts to get sharp. But all the way in the top of the sharpness of Adri is psula. And Omer Apapi Mishmei Derova. Poga Bechita Treifa. That's also a place that's on top of the rings. That's this place. You have to see the pictures for this. But if you reach the chitim, means there are two white pieces there that look like wheat. They look like chitim, Rashi says. So Rashi says, chitim doimin lechitim unochem alakon eitz lakoiva. Mamash, all the way on top of the windpipe, near this covering, near this hat-like, this piece of meat looks like a hat there. So those chitim, those white pieces, that's the makom hashchita. So we shecht and you bump into them, that's a treifa. Iboilu, poga v'nogabem, does it mean you have to touch them? Because the pasuk says, v'yifka b'v'yomas, he touched them. Or dilma means poga v'nogu, you just touch it, but you don't have to really touch it, means just right below it. Noga means you touch it, but you don't really go into it. Because they say, v'yifka b'malchon kim, they just bumped into him, but not that they really touched him. So Rashi says, poga v'nogu means avol, somach lem, miyoid, very close. Maybe that's also possible. But no, you mamash have to touch it. That's the shiloh. Simur says, Itmar, we learned Amura Papa Mishmei the Rava. Shaya Bechitik Shari, you have to leave over something in the Chiti. So not only you come to the end, you have to leave over some. Amura Neima Bar Mar Yenuka, had the Kamina Kaimli, his Zephonor Achnina, Braid the Rabavi. The Omali, Shaya Bechitik Shari, you leave over some part of the Chita, you leave over, you know, the Shchit is below this, a drop, it's Kshera. Say Nechnami, Pogabo would be possible even though you're not Noga. You have to leave over some of the chiti. Omale Ravina Ravashi. Omale Rav Shimon Misuvrom. That Iklimar Zutro Liyasta came into our place. The Dorah Hidashin like this. That's the Locho Shaya Bechiti Ksheira. You allow to shech the windpipe all the way above the rings. But when you get near that chitim, you have to leave over some of the chiti. That white balls that look like wheat, you can't shech above them. You have to leave over some of them, has to be there in the shechita. And Ma Baravashi Yoma Poga Bechita Ksheira. Same thing, if you touch the Mamish, it's Ksheira. But Shaya Bechita Ksheira is not like that. You have to Mamish go below them. Because if you Mamish touch them, that's Treifa. But Vilchasa Mishupo Koiva Lamala Ksheira Vainu De Shaya Bechita. Enachnami. The last, the highest place up you can make the Shechita is where this Koiva, this bull there like, starts to become sharp. Which is meaning you could touch the Chitim, but not shecht above them completely. Your chita has to be a little bit below the top part of the chita. It means you have to leave over some part of the chita, then the chita is kosher. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.